Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. Is public speaking one of your worst fears? Whether that's in a meeting at work, or perhaps with a group of friends, or in front of a bunch of people in general. Today I'm going to go through how you can manage this. Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset Podcast with me, Johnny Pardo, here to help you take back control of your self-esteem and confidence. I used to be terrified to even say my name in a meeting. If I said, "Hi, I'm here to take the notes," or something like that, I'd be terrified. I was so self-conscious that everyone was looking at me. I could never stand up and talk in front of people. Never, ever. That'd be so terrifying. And I shied away from doing any of that kind of stuff. I remember I had to at university and I was trembling in front of the class. But now I do podcasts, I do YouTube videos, I do interviews on some quite big radio stations and podcast shows. I do company updates. I do a variety of things in front of people. And I'm a Toastmaster as well. I'm in my level 3 Toastmasters, and I actually look forward to public speaking. But it's very, very common for us to be scared of public speaking in front of people. Now, you don't have to enjoy it as much as I do. Of course, we're all different. We enjoy different things. And I get a lot of pleasure now from talking to people about things that may impact and help their lives, and just presenting my ideas to people and seeing if people resonate. Now, you don't have to love public speaking, but it is something that quite a lot of us want to get good at. So this might be you, or even improve slightly. Now, why is it so terrifying? And actually, I picked this up in the book The Gift of Fear by Gavin De Becker. In the book, Gavin describes the fear of public speaking and says it's very common for many, many people, just getting terrified of us speaking in front of people. And actually what it is it links to the fear of loss of identity, which is associated with our survival. And if you've heard me in previous podcast episodes, our brain always tries to keep us alive. And that loss of identity is something that it fears happening and could cost us a lot, even though our brain blows things out of proportions in terms of what fake dangers are with real dangers. Now, like I've said before, the brain's very good at finding real dangers and trying to avoid them, but it also makes up fake dangers. And this over-exaggerated fear of public speaking and then it being associated to loss of our identity, that we lose who we are, we embarrass the worry that we might do something out of character or embarrass ourselves, is something that terrifies a lot of us. But it's not a real fear. However, our brain doesn't know that. Our brain tries to scare us. Now, our brain creates physiological responses. We start shaking, we start getting scared. And that's perfectly normal. The top performers, top speakers, people like Mel Robbins and many, many others I can think of. Jesus, one name that comes to mind. Stand up in front of people and you think they've got no fear. But Mel's revealed that she gets scared of going out in front of big crowds sometimes. It is a perfectly normal response to go out and speak, and before speaking in front of people, be scared a little bit. But what can we do about it? How can we manage this? And it's about how we manage it that counts. And once you take action and do something, that creates confidence, that creates belief in yourself, in anything. So the same applies to public speaking. But how do we do that? How do we overcome that big jump of being scared of public speaking and overcome the fear? Well, I'm going to go into 4 tips right now. And you'll be pleased to know, first of all, that none of them are imagine the audience in their underwear. I've personally never tried that one, but it might be effective, I don't know. So these are the 4 tips I've got from experience And I know other people have applied these as well to improve their confidence in terms of public speaking and reduce the fear. So the first one I would give is join Toastmasters. I mentioned I'm a level 3 Toastmaster. Toastmasters increase my confidence for public speaking so much, and that's what it's designed for. It helps you improve your public speaking. Now, you might think, oh, I've got to go to Toastmasters and actually do a speech. Yes, you will do at some point, but you won't get more confident at speaking until you practice. And Toastmasters is a very good way to gently ease you into it. You don't have to start, first of all, in your first session and do like a 5 to 7 minute speech. Now, I love doing that kind of thing because I'm weird, but you can just start with something small. You can just do a 1 minute speech. They do 1 to 2 minute speeches you can do. You can just introduce yourself. That might be a good start. And people tend to, well, definitely, I haven't experienced any judgmental people or people going to knock you down. That's not what Toastmasters is for. You've got similar people trying to improve their public speaking as well. You've got all levels. People who are more experienced there can help you manage your fears a little bit more and give you their experience to help you improve your public speaking skills. And people go for different reasons. Some people might have a speech at a wedding. Some people might have, updates at work. Some people might just have to do a group presentation. There's a variety of reasons why people join Toastmasters. But yeah, look up your local Toastmasters, and you might think, oh, it's COVID at the moment. Toastmasters is still running during lockdown and the pandemic virtually. And we're at a period now that maybe we'll start going back in person in the next 6 months. I don't know. I can't predict the timescales of the whole lockdown, the coronavirus. Hopefully it'll get better. But anyway, some Toastmasters will start going back in person. So it's always good practice. But if not, you can do it online. And that's an even better way to start building your confidence of public speaking. My second tip is practice speaking in front of the mirror every single day. Now, people think, okay, I'll do it once a week or maybe a couple of times a week. No, if you want to improve your public speaking confidence, you need to do it every day or a minimum of 5 times a week. Maybe just weekdays, but ideally every day. And I'm just talking maybe 5 minutes, 5 to 10 minutes. You need to make it a habit to improve your confidence in public speaking. If that this is something that you're really fearful about, but you feel like you need to overcome, little habits are much better than that one-off block each week where you're going to practice. Consistency is absolutely key. Start saying like a small speech. If you've got a speech you need to do, you can speak it through in front of yourself in the mirror. You can record yourself as well. Give yourself feedback. Now, a word of warning on recording yourself. Most people I've met, including myself sometimes, but rarely now, will look back on the camera and think, oh my God, that looks horrible. Get over it. It's just something we all fear and we all get self-conscious. So it can really help you get good feedback on yourself. So practice in front of the mirror daily, just 5-10 minutes. Practice speaking, practice anything. Write some bullet points of things you want to say. My third point is start small and build up slowly. When I was scared of even saying my name in a meeting, I started to do updates in small team meetings, and then I built it up and then did a bigger team meeting. And before I knew it, I was giving report updates to directors and senior people. And now I give company updates, I do Toastmasters, I do interviews, I do YouTube, I do podcasts. Obviously, podcasts are slightly different because I'm recording it on myself, but I do interviews elsewhere and various things in front of people. So I built up to that by just taking small steps. So just think, what are the small steps you can do? Because sometimes just standing in front of 100 people or so is really going to be, well, even 10 people could be too big a jump for you. And that's okay. That's fine. But we can just build up to that. Build up by speaking to smaller groups and then building up that from there. When we create momentum, we start to generate more energy and therefore more confidence from doing that. My fourth point is accept the fact you will never become confident until you do it. Okay? This is a really, really important point to emphasize. You don't get confidence unless you do confidence. As Dr. Russ Harris said in the book, The Confidence Gap, confident action first, confident feeling second. Don't wait to become super confident and super certain, because that will never come. You build up confidence and certainty by taking action and getting results. When you get results, you build confidence. Even when you don't get the results, you can become more confident because you know you've taken action on yourself and you've done something for yourself to progress. So that's a final point to realize as well. Okay, so those have been my tips on how to improve your public speaking. So join Toastmasters, practice daily, start small, build up, and remember, you won't become more confident or be able to face your fears until you actually do it, even if that means going back to step three, taking small steps. And this is an area lots of people have fear in, public speaking. But there's many, many other areas people have fears in. So there's all sorts of fears out there, but this is quite a common one. But there's the fear, the general other ones are fear of failure, fear of rejection. And it's certainly something I've worked with many clients, with many of my clients on, and they've been scared to kind of present themselves in front of a class, or even if it's a small class, just in case anything went wrong. But we can't be certain in anything, nothing's certain. We just have to take the action. And dealing with fear is one thing I talk about in my latest book, The Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset, which is also now available in audiobook. So if you want more personal stories from me, some of my vulnerabilities, theories made simple and simple in actions and habits, then you can check out my latest book, The Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset, which is available on Amazon in paperback, ebook, and now audiobook. You can find the link to that in the description below. Thanks so much for listening today. If you've appreciated this, please share it with friends and family and give this a rating. Thank you so much if you have done so already. I appreciate you. And remember, improve your self-esteem. You improve the lives of others.